Our AccuWeather forecast says it'll be cloudy with periods of rain today at a high near 61. The Kansasville Fire Department before 10 o'clock this morning called out on a mutual aid box alarm system response, a barn fire along Highway V. Requested at the scene, crews and equipment from Waterford, the city and town of Burlington, the town of Paris and Lyons, plus the Racine Fire Bells. It's unknown at this point if that fire has any connection to thunderstorms in the area this morning. What had been the longtime site of Goldblatt's department store at Racine's Elmwood Plaza, up until a devastating fire led to its demise back in 1981, then Racine Produce, which lasted 6 years, all in the center space of the shopping complex, the store until 2009, it's going to be coming alive again, looks like, with plans for a Save-A-Lot grocery store. The Planning and Development Office for the City of Racine at City Hall, which includes the Building Department, has been working with officials for Save-A-Lot to get the site ready. Since it was most recently a grocery store, the normal process for approvals isn't really needed. This will be the second Save-A-Lot store in Racine. The first remains at State Street and Memorial Drive. The Sunshine Supermarket at 16th and Taylor in Racine, meanwhile, is due for a due process hearing on possible revocation of its licenses. Some of the neighbors to the business during the Common Council meeting's public comment portion talked to Alderman about the store having to go. Sonia Tejas indicating the neighborhood's quality of life has really gone downhill.
I've never been afraid in any other neighborhood, and I've been in neighborhoods with many different types of people, but this is a pretty scary one because I don't know who any of these people are, because a lot of them live in garages. They don't have homes because they just want to hover around this store. I'm just afraid for me and my grandchildren or any of my family members that come there.
Maxine Northington said the neighborhood really changed when the store opened. Now safety is a big issue.
You name any kind of filth and disgusting, unthinkable music blasting outside of their cars and out of their mouths, where my grandchildren had to take inside because they start repeating things that they would hear. I was very disappointed at that point. I was contacted by the neighborhood watch and said, we have a neighborhood watch. So we would sit there once every month and scream and holler and we feel better. Unfortunately, that Tuesday, things would start all over again.
Nobody spoke in favor of the store, which is facing possible revocation of its licenses. The due process hearing, barring a last-minute agreement, will have to be scheduled and it could cost upwards of $8,000. Pleasant Prairie's Mark Jensen was convicted in 2008 of killing his wife in late 1998 with antifreeze. Her letter from the grave about her husband being ruled improper evidence set up a new trial, and for which Jensen's bond reduction request from $1.2 million down to $300,000 got denied yesterday by Kenosha Judge Chad Kirkman.
I'm going to deny the bond motion. The bond is going to be set as it has been in the past at the $1.2 million because we want to ensure that the defendant appears in court and there are no allegations of intimidation of witnesses, and this is a very, the allegations are very violent, of course, resulting in a homicide. So for all those reasons, the bond motion is denied.
The new trial for Jensen will not include that letter from Julie Jensen, which told authorities consider her husband a suspect if anything happened to her. The Chicago Teachers Union approves a contract that its leaders negotiated with the school system. Sierra Crawford with more.
The union says nearly 70% of its more than 27,000 members have voted to accept the tentative agreement, which includes cost of living increases in the third and fourth years and doesn't require teachers to pay more towards their pension. The four-year proposal negotiated last month averted a strike that would have affected some 390,000 students. Union President Karen Lewis says with that vote, teachers can now focus their energies on the classroom. I'm Sierra Crawford.
Kenosha County Sheriff's Department had to deal with a four-vehicle injury accident before 6 o'clock this morning. It was at the intersection of Green Bay Road and Highway S in Summers. The initial reports on injuries included lacerations, but nothing extremely serious. Crash did affect southbound travel on Green Bay Road for some time, even causing several delays. 12 years in prison, then 3 years of supervised release, the sentence from Racine County Judge Emily Miller for 76-year-old James Barnack, this to a plea agreement conviction of second-degree sexual assault of a minor. The agreement, basically the same as he got in a Walworth County case. The Waterford man accused of sexually assaulting a girl beginning when she was 8 years old and lasting until she was 14. The girl's family has also filed a civil lawsuit against Barnack. Heart disease and stroke, two of the biggest killers around, and today is National Eating Health Day set up by the American Heart Association. Jen O'Karinen is a registered dietitian at Dean St. Mary's Hospital in Madison, who says avoiding certain types of foods that can, among other things, help you live a little bit longer.
Things that we want to avoid are going to be those more highly processed foods. convenient foods, which unfortunately, you know, we like to eat them for that reason because they are convenient, but oftentimes they are full of added salt, sugar, and more fat than is recommended.
The American Heart Association with more tips about healthy foods online at heart.org/eathealthy. Federal Reserve expected to once again leave interest rates alone when it wraps up its November meeting today.
The central bank has grown increasingly confident about raising interest rates, but with voters set to choose a new president and Congress in 6 days, analysts say the Fed will likely keep a low profile, ensuring that it doesn't become part of the political debate. Fed Chair Janet Yellen said in September that a move to raise interest rates before the end of the year was likely, should employment and inflation continue to strengthen. Data since then has shown payrolls growing solidly, while consumer prices are showing some signs of ticking higher, putting both employment and inflation close to the Fed's long-run estimates. Scott Carr, Washington.
Kenosha Mayor John Antaramian says that a national developer is now in the process of doing its due diligence regarding the potential development of the former Dairyland Greyhound Park location. The Milwaukee Business Journal indicates that that potential developer will be deciding within the next 60 days whether to buy the 228-acre property. It has been on the market since August of 2015, after the Menominee Indian Tribe and Hard Rock International's application to set up a casino hotel complex got rejected by Governor Walker. Dairyland Greyhound Park closed as a dog racing facility back in 2009, the last of Wisconsin's five original tracks to shut down. A motorcyclist killed last night in Racine County in an accident in the 3600 block of 108th Street in the town of Raymond. A 911 caller told the county's communication center that the motorcycle appeared to have first struck a mailbox and then a tree. The operator of the bike did not appear to be breathing when that citizen came across the accident scene. First arriving sheriff's deputy confirmed it. A news release indicates that speed and alcohol did not appear to have been involved. It did also not mention if the victim was a man or a woman. U.S. Small Business Administration approving Governor Walker's request for federal low-interest disaster loans to help out individuals and businesses affected by the flash flooding in September. The SBA declaration covers Vernon, Crawford, Juneau, La Crosse, Monroe, Richland, and Sauk counties. On the heels of GOP presidential nominee Donald Trump campaigning in Eau Claire and Democratic VP candidate Tim Kaine appearing in Appleton and in Madison, Bernie Sanders, who ran for president, is in Wisconsin today campaigning for Hillary Clinton. He'll be at Turner Hall's ballroom in Milwaukee later this afternoon. He's slamming the pharmaceutical companies charging high prices for the insulin they produce.
So you have an insane situation in which people are dying because they can't afford the medicine they need, or getting much sicker than they should just so these companies can make outrageous profits.
In the series of tweets that includes a 2.5-minute produced video, Sanders targets Eli Lilly and Novo Nordisk. It calls for making it easier to import lower-priced drugs from other countries. And tickets are soaring for Game 7 of the World Series tonight, the going rate topping $19,000 for each prime seats with the Cubs against the Indians tonight at Progressive Field, that according to StubHub. On a day that his Racine County trial for murder, robbery, and gun possession was supposed to have started, 26-year-old Milwaukee resident Damon Jackson Jr. accepted a plea agreement to second-degree reckless homicide with a dangerous weapon as a repeat offender. He's facing up to 30 years of incarceration when he's sentenced January 17th by Judge Faye Flancher. He was charged with participating in a 2014 failed robbery on Grand Avenue. It led to the shooting death of a man from Chicago. Two other men convicted on plea agreements also sent to prison, one now doing 10 years, the other 12 years. Governor Scott Walker orders the flags of the United States and the state of Wisconsin to be flown at half-staff Friday, November 4th, in honor of slain Russ County Sheriff's Deputy Dan Glaze. He was shot in the line of duty last Saturday, responding to a suspicious vehicle complaint. A man with a lengthy criminal record is now facing charges. In Portage, police there investigating the discovery of a screw inside a piece of Halloween candy. In a Facebook posting, the department says that screw is in a candy bar, and they've narrowed down the search area to about a half-mile radius of one particular location. So far, it was just the one piece of candy that's been found to have been tampered with. Well, now that you've had a chance to really think about it, how many kids dressed as a clown appeared at your door for trick-or-treating? Might have been that creepy clown scenario, according to Karen DeSanto. She's a one-time professional circus clown with Ringling Brothers, as well as Circus World Museum in Baraboo. Says creepy clowns are not a part of the act.
In clown college, they teach you to be funny. I mean, we're funny people. You know, you hone your skills of juggling, pantomime, performance energies, you know, good costuming, good makeup, dealing with children, dealing with families. Those are the things you learn as a clown. It's certainly not one of these crazy characters that you see people are perpetrating out in the world today.
DeSanto adds that professional clowns are losing jobs with this fallout from the creepy clown phenomenon. GC Heat Transfer Incorporated will have an open house in Pleasant Prairie, complete with a ribbon-cutting ceremony, to celebrate their new location the morning of November the 16th. The plate heat exchanger business was founded 25 years ago by two brothers who grew up in the River Falls area. The company has grown from a small aftermarket gasket firm that was run out of a garage to a multi-million-dollar worldwide business. And there's word from Minnesota that Vikings offensive coordinator Norv Turner has resigned. He's been replaced on an interim basis by Pat Shermer. The Racine County Board, with no discussion last night, approved the 2017 budget. There were some minor amendments to the package. County Executive Jonathan Delagrave noting it's a much more aggressive financing plan than in recent years.
We've done some heavy lifting since I've been county executive, and that's thanks to you. I think I had one county board member say, paraphrasing, our work has gotten a lot busier since you've been elected. I take that as a compliment. And we have a lot more, I think, ambitious things ahead of us in the next 2 years, which I'm sure you're all thrilled about.
The chairman of the Finance Committee, Supervisor Q.A. Shakur, said it was good to see so many people involved in the process. There was a no vote to the budget. Supervisor Ron Molnar, who said that he supported the Pritchard Park plan for youth sports, but he had issues with how some other things were getting done.
It's tough to vote for anything that's going to raise taxes in Racine County. I can't do it. I think we worked very hard on putting this budget together. There are some things that we can do a little bit more efficiently and avoid duplication of services in some areas. It's mentioned in some departments, but not in others. There's room that we can still trim back and try to do a little bit better on keeping the tax rate down.
Final numbers for the tax levy with the 2017 budget will be put together with the final vote for supervisors in that process next Monday night. In Madison, the Common Council last night approving an ordinance that requires gas station owners to have specialized pump locks to prevent the installation of skimming devices, which steal credit card information. Skimmers recently found at five Madison gas stations inside the pumps. City alders want gas station owners to get individual keys for the pumps instead of having just one master key. And ahead of their 60th anniversary, Milwaukee's PBS TV stations are rebranding. They've been known for years as Milwaukee Public Television, WMVS Channel 10, WMVT Channel 36. They will now be called Milwaukee PBS. The stations say that the new name signifies they're the region's primary PBS broadcasters, adding that the change will not impact programming. Our AccuWeather forecast is coming up. I'm Tom Karkel, WRJN News.